Well, as we hear, even as we hear in the background, the pandemonium of Kerry primary campaign headquarters, let's hear some cool, reasoned analysis of what's happened this evening from Andy Kohut of the Pew Research Center. What's the key factor, you think, that has led John Kerry to this point where he gets to address his supporters at the peak of prime time?
He's not Howard Dean, and he appeals to a broad swath of the Democratic vote, and he's almost as strong among liberals as he is among moderates, and he can play in Dean's backyard where Dean can't play in Kerry's backyard, both demographically and in terms of the issues.
Of course, geographically, this is a backyard for both of them.
That's right. That's right. It is both of their backyards.
Two New Englanders running 1-2. Before we return to the subject of John Kerry and before we hear him, let's talk about some of the people who didn't fare so well tonight. Well, first of all, a second-place finish for Howard Dean. That's better than a lot of people thought he would do a couple of days ago.
Much better. And actually, we don't know how much better because I think there's some question about how strong that second spot will be.
We've seen about half the votes counted so far, it seems, and it's a pretty big, more than a 10% gap between the two of them.
And better, but there's a big gap between Dean and Clark and Edwards, who are tied down there for third place. I mean, the real man who comes out badly in this exit poll is General Clark. He loses the veterans' vote 2-1 to Lieutenant Kerry, and he has very high negatives. 37% said they had an unfavorable personal view of General Clark.
I just wanted to interject one thing here. This is Melissa Block
at
John Kerry headquarters. And one thing to think about, too, here, when they read the list, Governor Gene Shaheen of New Hampshire came out and read the list of the towns and cities in New Hampshire that John Kerry carried. Several of them are blue-collar conservative Democratic towns that would care a lot about taxes. And that's one issue that John Kerry would have certainly a leg up on Howard Dean, who has not promised the middle-class tax cut that John Kerry has. Remember, this is a state that cares very deeply about taxes. There's no state income tax, no sales tax, and that is a big issue in some communities in this state.
Live tax-free or die, I think.
Live tax-free or die.
Is the motto. Michelle?